I'm Cindy Vance, Assistant Professor of Accounting at Shepherd. I'm working on my PhD at North Central University. And my paper is about financial statement fraud.
Now, what interested you in that topic?
I really became interested in that topic when I started teaching the ethics course here at Shepherd, which we do a lot of case studies in those courses, to where we look at corporations and we kind of dissect the financial statement fraud that was present, like Enron, WorldCom, HealthSouth, those companies. So I became very interested in that.
And what's your theory in this topic, in this paper?
I'm looking at the effects from an auditor perspective, because I used to be an auditor. I'm interested in this not only because I was teaching it, but because I've been an auditor. I've been on both sides, external audit and a controller, which is where you're actually working with a corporation. So I've seen both sides, so I can understand auditor perspective versus a company official perspective. What I'm looking at is the effects when an auditor actually does a fraud risk assessment, which an auditor has to do to assess to see if the financial statements have fraud present. So I'm looking at if an auditor has professional skepticism or not, if that affects their fraud risk assessment. My participants are going to be taking a questionnaire to where they're going to assess their professional skepticism skills. And they're also going to do a risk assessment of a financial statement for a publicly held corporation. And they're going to figure out if there's fraud present or not fraud present. And then in addition to that, I want to see the effects that if you're a certified fraud examiner versus just a certified public accountant, CPA versus a CFE, if there is an effect having that extra fraud knowledge on the risk assessment outcome.
How many people are you working with on this?
Well, my plan to get participants is I want to use ACFE members, which ACFE is a the largest global organization for fraud prevention and detection. It's Association of Certified Fraud Examiners. That's what ACFE stands for. I'm a student member of that, and I can actually use their online forum to see if I can get other CFEs, and then associate members, which are not CFEs, which hopefully are CPAs, I can get them to participate in my experiment.
How many
do you
want?
I hope I can get at least 200.
So this is something you're working on now. It's not a past project, but a currently
Yes, this is current.
And a lot of what you said, obviously, if you're an accountant or a CPA or fraud inspector of that sort, that this stuff would be significant to you. But if you're the general public, what's the application or why would the general public be concerned about these issues?
Okay, so the general public should be concerned because the general public, well, most of them, are stockholders. So they're investing in these corporations and they depend on the auditors to help them feel confident that there's not financial statement fraud. If there is financial statement fraud because the auditor did a poor risk assessment or the auditor's not skeptical enough to know, or knowledgeable enough to know, then the public is going to be hurt because the corporation's going to go bankrupt and they're going to lose all their money, their retirement, if the employees would lose their retirement, and the stockholders would lose a lot of money that they have invested. Mm-hmm. So they should also care, and the accounting regulators should also care because they're the ones making the rules. But they have not made the rule yet that you have to be a certified fraud examiner to do a risk assessment. So that's the question. Should they? Should you have extra credentials to do that or not? And should auditors really be trained more to be more skeptical than maybe what they already are?
What do you want people to take away from your presentation?
That you need to be skeptical and not be trusting because you need the evidence to support all the data. And because auditors are paid by corporations, maybe they are skeptical, but maybe they're not reporting like they should.
Well, thanks for talking.
You're welcome.